Hello, welcome to another session of Just Talk. So today we're going to talk about something related to growing up, which is growing pains. So you know what? Growing up isn't always about the good part. Sometimes there can be a lot of sudden pop-ups that hinder our pathways, particularly as we growing into young adults. Growing can come up from different aspects, you know, like from an incident, from an issue, growing up into an adult. It just happens naturally in your life. So, the first thing that I learned after I came to university is I learned to be independent. Of course, I mean, before coming to university, I understand what is independent, and I also know that independent is a must-have characteristic in us. Like, we should be independent, we should learn to be independent, but how far can we, I mean, how much is the extent that we could be independent? So, independent. You know, I have to understand that once I entered university, it's no longer like I could still depend on my family members, or I could still like go back home and talk to them and tell them what happens today in the school. Because it's like we are just too far apart, and I can just reach them by voice call or video call. And whenever everything starts to get busy, I even don't have the extra time to call them. So it's like, basically, I'm left alone and I have to learn to be independent to face all the things that happens in my daily life. So independent is quite important once I enter to the university, I would say, because yeah, once I learn how to be independent, I can get used to, you know, like cook by myself, live by myself, go to school by myself, prepare everything by myself, and then the most important one, to face and solve the problem by myself. So that's the main thing I think that we have to learn, and it's one of the criteria that we must go through, you know, like during the process of growing up. And the next thing that I learned is to accept the fact that not everyone will stay after, even like, will stay after, I mean, sorry. It's like, we have to learn to accept the fact that not everyone will stay with you after you graduate. I mean, everyone will leave gradually. It's just like, when is the time they will leave you? So, the next thing that we have to learn is that we have to learn from the past relationships. No matter it's like, you know, like love relationships or friendships. Because, you know, like these connections, sometimes they could be very complicated, and yeah, for all this time, what I've been hearing from others was like, okay, don't expect too much from your university friends, because most of the time they are just friends for benefit, and they just get you for the assignments, they just get you to, you know, like, just for the benefit. And you can't expect too much from them because they are different from your previous friends. Because for your previous friend, you get to see them every single day. You guys meet every single day and you guys just know each other very much. But then in university, it's kind of hard for you to like know every single person in detail, I would say. So, yep, you got to learn that friends, they come and go. So, if it's the time for them to leave, just let them go. And if they want to come back and get back, you know, like, to be friend with you again, I mean, why not, right? So just be... just open your arm and accept them whenever they want to come. Just let them come. And whenever they want to leave, just let go of them. So just basically don't be too, like, possessive or, like, determined to get, like, a very, very, very good friend from the university. So that's kind of an advice from me. Okay. Another thing that I learned through this growing process in my university is I learned to be disciplined. So discipline can come in, you know, like, a lot of ways. You know, such as discipline in finishing up my assignments, discipline in preparing my finals, and it's like how I balance my social life, which is time management. So I think this is quite important because, you know, if you have like a bad time management skills, you basically fuck up everything, right? You procrastinate to the last minute, or you just can't even finish up all your works, or you just mess up all your works. So why don't you just start prepared earlier and finish up everything earlier instead of dragging up till the last minute? So yeah, you gotta learn like how to balance your social life, your entertainments, and also the serious works. So just start get your ass up and work on everything you want to do, because you know, like, dragging up everything till the last minute is, I know, like, honestly, it's not a good thing and it's not recommended to do so. I know a lot of people might say that, oh, okay, I'm the last minute kind of person, and if I drag everything till the last minute, I could finish up the thing better instead of, like, you know, starting up earlier once the lecturer gave us the assignment or let us know what we should do, and then I start from that time. I feel like I could do a better stuff if I'm finishing up it at the last minute. But you know what? To do this, you got to endure a lot of stress, you know. It's not an easy thing to do. So, okay. All right, guys. So, another thing that I feel like what we have to go through during this growing process is that we gotta learn to be confident on ourselves. You know, everyone is unique in this world. And the most common thing that we hear nowadays is like, oh my god, I'm not pretty enough, so I'm going to get the plastic surgery. Or, oh my god, I'm not slim enough and I should stop eating, or I should start working out to get like a perfect body shape. So why does this kind of thing happen in this world? So obviously there's this kind of thing called body shaming nowadays. And I feel like it's very, you know, unfair to the female, or even, you know, male sometimes get body shame as well, you know. Or, you know, someone comments on their looks or what. I feel like this kind of thing is toxic and unnecessary to exist in this world. You know what? All of us, we come, we have the unique genes, we get the unique genes from our parents, so how dare you to comment on my look, my body shape, or what? If you're perfect enough to comment on someone, I mean, I don't know how to say this, but yeah, everyone, listen to me. So just be confident to yourself. I know it's very hard to do so because I'm also in the process of learning how to be confident to, you know, every single part of my body, on my face, or even my personal characteristic. So, just to share with you guys, I'm an extrovert person, but I mean, that kind of depends on what's the situation I'm in. So even if I'm an extrovert, but sometimes when I'm in a big crowd, I kind of turning into an introvert just because I'm not confident enough. And I feel like in a bigger crowd, there are a lot of people who are better than me, and or they are prettier than me. And most importantly, I feel like anyone who looks slim, and the girl will be pretty in front of a guy's, in a guy's eyes. So yeah, I'm still in the process of learning how to be confident, how to accept every part of myself and be the better version of me. I know it's okay to fail once. I mean, it's okay to fail to learn how to be independent. It's okay to fail to learn from the past relationships. It's okay to fail to learn to be disciplined. It's okay to fail to learn how to be confident on yourself. It's totally fine to be... it's totally fine to fail, you guys. But you gotta learn from that one failure. And that's what we call that growing. It will be pain, but at least we learned something and we grew up, right? I know today's episode might sound more like an advice episode for you guys, but I just feel like we need more positivity vibes or more positive vibes in our society. So just forget about all the negativities and accept the fact that we all have to go through and endure the pain in order for us to grow up. So that's all for our session today. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, don't hesitate to follow Just Talk. Leave a review if you feel like it and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes. And we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening and hanging out. Bye!